California and New York are moving closer to signing on to a now 40-state deal that would force the five largest mortgage lenders to reduce home loans. States like Massachusetts, Nevada, and Arizona are also considering joining, but they'd have to settle ongoing claims against the banks. And some states are also holding out because they want to know how much legal immunity the deal will give these banks from any future criminal charges. The banks are Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, and Ally Financial. Let's check in with Shaila Dewan. She's covering the story for The New York Times. And Shaila, we don't know the full list of the states that have signed on, but does the deal spell out, you know, which homeowners would receive help and what kind?
Sure. The deal, if all 50 states sign on, is about $25 billion. It gets less if fewer states sign on. So if it's $25 billion, you get $17 billion that goes to reduce homeowners' debts. Most of that is for principal reduction, which means if you bought a house for $200,000, it's now worth $100,000. You owe $150,000, that's 50% more than your house is worth. They're going to write down your loan. The rest of that is for to encourage the banks to improve short sales and do some of the kinds of things that they have been slow to do.
And also, wouldn't some people literally get cash, something like $2,000?
That's another piece. That's for people who have already lost their homes through foreclosures. If the loan was serviced by one of these banks, they would get a settlement of roughly $1,800 to $2,000.
Yeah. And one of the reasons for that is that there was this robo-signing in the foreclosure process. And this is, you know, we heard the stories of untrained workers signing hundreds of foreclosure documents without reading them, using fake signatures. Now, that is already illegal, but we understand this deal would also stop that. Why do you need a deal to stop something that's illegal?
Well, I think that part of the problem is that we're just not sure how much of that is still going on. So what they want to do is make sure that there will be no more questions about who has the right to foreclose on a house.
Well, as we know, yesterday, in one of the few criminal actions in the housing crisis, a Missouri grand jury handed up a forgery indictment against DocX. This is one of the largest mortgage servicers in the country. This company serviced the banks, and in so doing, did this kind of robo-signing. That's the forgery charge. So there is a criminal action there, and you know, we'll keep an eye on that. But back to the banks. We're hearing from George Gohl, who's with the National People Action. That's a collection of community housing groups. He wants states to hold out because he says $25 billion is just a drop in the bucket. But on the other hand, we were wondering, are other homeowners saying to their state officials, please sign up because I want that, you know, principal reduction?
Well, I think it's important to note that not every homeowner in the state is going to get principal reduction. You cannot do debt reduction on a loan that is backed by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. We know there are about 11 million homeowners that are underwater, and this is supposed to help at most a million of those homeowners. So it's very limited. However, what we're seeing is states pushing for the conduct that the banks are released from to be very limited also. So they want to limit the banks' amnesty, if you will, in exchange for this limited deal, which everyone acknowledges is a small piece of what's needed to help the housing market overall.
As George Gohl says, a drop in the bucket. And when you say limit the amnesty, mm-hmm. that's the sense that if things are uncovered in the future, the bank should be liable for that?
Right. I mean, it's a question of what kinds of claims are the banks going to be released from. And if you talk to the states that have been the biggest critics of the deal, I think they started off with these very large blanket releases, and those states, like New York and California, have fought to get those releases narrower and narrower and narrower so that it's really a trade-off for robo-signing and other what they call servicing claims, which means the bank that is servicing the loan for the homeowner.
Well, and we understand this idea of legal immunity is particularly of concern in California. Why?
Well, several reasons. One is that the AG there, Kamala Harris, wants to be able to protect owners who were really victimized by origination claims. Origination means I gave you the loan under some kind of false pretense, or I gave you a loan I shouldn't have given you. There were predatory loans that actually the principal on them would increase over time instead of decreasing. She wants to be able to preserve her right to go after banks for those kinds of things. And secondly, they want to also be able to issue on the back end securitization claims, meaning what do the banks do when they stuck all these mortgages into securities, sliced them up, and sold them to pension funds like CalPERS, which is one of the largest pension funds in the world, I think. They want to make sure that they have the right to go in and recover money for their pension fund.
Because the pension funds had so invested, heavily invested in these securities that were made up of these sliced and diced mortgages.
That's right.
Well, and you know, we know that the Obama administration has been talking about trying to untangle the housing crisis by doing just this, by, you know, getting banks to lower the principal on mortgages that of houses that are underwater. You know, where does this fit in that? Because this is a deal that states are drawing up together. But does this imply that maybe going forward there will be more principal reductions?
Well, that is what the federal government would like to think. Sean Donovan, the Secretary of Housing for President Obama, has said that he views this as sort of a down payment on principal reduction, and that once it sort of makes that process more palatable to the banks, that they'll start doing more of it regardless of the settlement and how much it calls for.
Well, and how are the states that have their own lawsuits responding to that thinking? I mean, are they willing to take that chance? We've got Arizona, Nevada, New York, Illinois recently filed separate lawsuits related to foreclosure abuses. Massachusetts, here in Massachusetts, our Attorney General Martha Coakley was one of the first to take on the banks and file lawsuits. As we just said, they'd have to sort of wrap those up before they could join this. Are they willing to trust that this deal might lead to more principal reduction down the road?
Well, that's really not clear, and it's also not clear that that is those states' goal.
In other words, you know, as you've been saying, it sounds like some states might be more interested in resolving the securitization issues because that's where pensions are invested. Other states like Florida, which have huge foreclosure issues, might be more interested in getting the principals written down.
That's right.
Yeah. So as you said, just a million homes, a drop in the bucket, but maybe a dent.
Yeah, a dent. I think, you know, some economists say that what's the most significant thing in the housing market is the number of foreclosed homes that are pouring onto the market. And the more foreclosed homes you have pouring onto the market, the more it keeps prices down. So what they're saying is if you think of the housing market as a giant ship, this could be like a small course correction that if they just turn that enough, if they just reduce the number of foreclosures coming onto the market enough, they could put a floor under housing prices and that they would start to go the other way. So that's one theory.
Okay. Well, Shaila Dewan, national business reporter for The New York Times, catching us up on the national debate over signing on to a now 40-state deal that would force the five largest mortgage lenders to reduce home loans. Shaila, thanks so much.
Thank you.